Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of stoic serenity in a chaotic world. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Like there's this invisible pressure pushing down, demanding more, faster, better. Yeah, I get it. We live in a society that thrives on hustle, achievement, and always keeping up with the Joneses or at least the Kardashians. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate all that pressure, meet expectations without imploding, and even find some calm amidst the storm? Stick around because today, we're diving into some powerful strategies for managing pressure and expectations. Trust me, this stuff is gold stoic gold. Okay, let's break it down. First things first. Recognize that pressure isn't always bad. Think of it like a muscle. If you keep pushing yourself, it gets stronger. But if you push too hard without rest and recovery, well, you're going to get fatigued. Same goes for our minds. A little pressure can actually motivate us to perform better, be more creative, and push boundaries. But here's where things get tricky. The key is recognizing when pressure crosses the line from helpful to harmful. You know that feeling when your anxiety starts creeping in, your thoughts become racing monstrosities, and your stomach is churning like a washing machine on high spin? That's a red flag. It's time to dial it back and reevaluate. Second up, set realistic expectations for yourself and others. We often fall into this trap of comparing ourselves to others, chasing unattainable standards, or taking on more than we can handle. But guess what? That's a recipe for disaster. Remember, you're not in competition with anyone else. Focus on your own journey, set achievable goals, and celebrate your wins no matter how small they seem. Third, learn to say no. This might sound counterintuitive in our always-on culture, but saying no is actually a superpower. It protects your time, energy, and mental well-being. When you constantly overcommit yourself, you're setting yourself up for burnout, and nobody wants that. Next up, embrace the power of mindfulness. This isn't just about meditation, although it can be super helpful. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and focusing on what's truly important. When you're mindful, you're less reactive to pressure and more able to respond with calmness and clarity. Finally, remember that failure is not the enemy. It's a stepping stone, a learning opportunity, a chance to grow. Don't be afraid to take risks, try new things, and learn from your mistakes. The only true failure is giving up before you even begin. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed by pressure or expectations. Maybe it was a big presentation at work, a major life decision, or just the general chaos of everyday life. What were some of the things that contributed to that feeling? How did you cope with it? Okay, let's say your boss throws you this massive project with a super tight deadline. You're juggling other tasks, meetings are piling up, and suddenly your to-do list looks like Mount Everest. It's easy to feel panicked, right? But here's where those strategies come in handy. First, take a deep breath literally. Then, assess the situation realistically. Break down that big project into smaller, manageable chunks. Prioritize what absolutely needs to be done first and delegate tasks if possible. Communicate with your boss about any challenges you foresee and set realistic expectations. Remember, it's okay to ask for help or clarification. Bottom line, managing pressure and expectations is a continuous journey, not a destination. It requires self-awareness, resilience, and the willingness to adjust course when needed. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Less stress, more clarity, and a whole lot more peace of mind. Go out there, own your day, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these strategies. And leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback means the world to me. Until tomorrow, stay calm, courageous, and keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.